Sagt der Heilige Mishnah weiter, man sagt, das Meister ist Peri Gimel Mishnah Yud. Te'ena, shehi emedes b'chatz. If we have a fig tree inside a courtyard, no, we learned about this already. Ah, this fig tree is inside the courtyard, but v'noita lagina, the branches lean over into a gina. Gina is a garden that is outside of the courtyard. So it's branches, or one of the branches. Zakt the Mishnah, Oichel Kidarkoi and Potter. Oichel Kidarkoi explains that Batanura means from the branch that is over the garden, that is outside of the courtyard. In other words, he can stand in the garden and eat the figs growing over it in a normal way, even two or more figs at a time. He's not mechuyev to be mafresh maisres before he eats them as a snack. Why? These figs never entered the chatzar. They didn't go into shlav beis like we discussed. But what if it's the other way around, Zakta Mishnah? Imedes begina. The tree is coming out of the garden. V'noita l'chatzar. And the branch is leaning over into the chatzar. So some of the figs are hanging over in the chatzar. If you're standing in the chatzar, you're looking up, you're going to see the branch that's coming from outside of the chatzar, but some figs are hanging over in the chatzar. Over here, Zakta Mishnah, because you're in the chatzar, you can eat only one fig at a time. And if you combine two or more figs, chayiv, you have to eat mafresh maises before you eat it. No more achilas aroi. If these figs are in the courtyard, they're mechuyev and maises as soon as we consider them nigmar malachtai, and that is if you have two or more figs. So basically what we're saying is, it doesn't make a difference where the tree is. Where is the person standing when he's eating the fruit? Where are the figs when they're being picked? If they're picked outside, he can eat achilas aroi. Normally, if they're being picked inside, only one by one. Let's go weiter. So once we discuss this halacha about a tree, that the main part of the tree is in one place and the branches are in another part, we have some other halachas that could pertain to this. Let's hear Mishnah weiter. Anedes ba'aretz. A tree is standing inside Eretz Yisrael. V'noita l'chutz la'aretz. Obviously, we're not talking about a tree in Yerushalayim, because that would have to be a very long branch. But at the border. It's in a border town or a border field. The tree is technically on the inside of the border. The branches go to chutz la'aretz. Or the other way around. B'chutz la'aretz v'noita la'aretz. The tree is in chutz la'aretz. And the branches lean inside Eretz Yisrael. So if it's called an inside tree, then you have all the halachis of fruit inside Eretz Yisrael. If it's an outside tree, you don't have those halachis. Zakta Mishnah, hakol ha'ilach achare ikar. We look at the ikar of the tree. We go after the trunk of the tree. The lashon of the Batanura, noifai basar ikurai, the branches go after the main part of the tree. That's where the tree draws its energy from. That's the branch. If you disconnect the branch from the main part of the tree, it won't live. So it goes after where the main part of the tree is. Now, the Torah Kedoshah tells us, bate orei choyma, if you have houses inside a walled city. And maybe you remember this from Masechtas Erechin, if you learned Masechtas Erechin with us. If not, when you will learn Masechtas Erechin, you'll remember it from Masechtas Maestros. But even if you remember Masechtas Megillah, what's called a wall? The wall was there in the times of Yeshua Ben-Nun. If you have a house inside a walled city and you sell it, there are special halachas. For example, whoever sold it to you, he can buy it back, even if you don't want to give it back to him, but he can buy it back up until a year after the sale. It's more than a year. He can't force you to sell it back to him. And what if it's a house not in a walled city? Then the one who sold it to you could buy it back even after the first year. If he doesn't buy it back, it'll eventually go back to Man Yovel. So, Ubabate Orechaim. We have over here Bate Orechaim. So let's see our Mishnah. Ubabate Orechaim. Let's say you have the main part of the tree, the trunk of the tree, that's inside the city. The branches go outside of the city. Now, I want to buy back the tree, including the branches that are outside of the city, after the first year. The one who bought it can say, I'm sorry, as din of bati orichayma, you only have a year. But if the tree's trunk is outside the walls, even though some of the branches come inside, I can say, I want to buy it back. What do you mean? But these branches are inside a walled city. Yeah, but we go after where the tree trunk is. Hold it, wait a second, stop sign. You told me a house in Bate Orichayma, I have a year to buy it back. Where does the tree come in here? And the answer is that the halacha of Bate Orichayma, explains the Rambam, aren't just by houses. It has to do with any karka or anything that's mechubal karka. Whatever is found in a city surrounded by a wall has this halacha. Ah. So now we have this shaila about a tree where the trunk of the tree is inside the city surrounded by a wall and the branches go outside. If it has a din of Bati Orichayim, I have only 1 year to buy it back. If it doesn't have a din of Bati Orichayim, I can buy it back even after a year. So you're telling me that even if the trunk of the tree is on one side, whether inside or outside, and the branches go either inside or outside, it all depends where the trunk of the tree is, where the tree nourishes from. Vaitra sakta mishnah uba arei miklat, legabi the din of an arei miklat. Someone killed someone, b'shagig, he has to run into one of the cities of refuge to save himself, where the goy ladam is not permitted to kill him. He has to be in the tchum of the ir miklat. So what is in by a tree? The main part of the tree is outside of the tchum. Outside of the tchum of the ir miklat. But the branches are inside the tchum. This is a very serious shaila. Can you imagine? He's standing under the branches. The goy ladam says, you're not in the tchum, I caught you. He says, I am, I'm under the branches. The goy ladam says, the branches are not in the tchum. And the Ritzayach answers, but the base of the tree is? What if it's the other way around? The base of the tree is outside of the tchum. The branches are inside of the tchum. He makes it to the base of the tree. He says, no, no, no. The branches of this tree are inside the tchum and not by the base of the tree. Zakta Mishnah, hakel hoylech achar hanoif. Got to be careful how we touch these words. Hakel hoylech achar hanoif. It all goes after the branches, says the Batnura, means even after the branches. In other words, if the base of the tree is inside the tchum, in the tchum of the Ari Miklat, and the branches are outside of the tchum, just like if the Ritzach was by the base of the tree, the Goyal Adam could not kill him, because that's inside. Well, if he's under the branches, even though the branches are outside of the tchum, the Goyal Adam cannot hurt him. Here we're going to say the branches go after the base. If it's the other way around, the base of the tree is on the outside, the branches are on the inside, just like before he couldn't kill him because he was under the branches, here too, he can't kill him by the base of the tree because the branches are inside. Here we're going to say the base goes after the branches. So hakel hoylech achar hanoif means even after the knife, whatever it takes to save the person. Ubi Yerushalayim hakel hoylech achar hanoif. If I'm bringing my Maaser Sheni to Yerushalayim and I want to redeem it, you can only redeem it outside of Yerushalayim. If I want to eat my Maaser Sheni, I could only eat it inside Yerushalayim. So what's the din if I'm standing by a tree whose base is outside of Yerushalayim but its branches are inside, or the other way around? So hakol hoylech achar hanoif. So here too says the Bat Tanura, we go lechumra. In other words, there's a chumra if you're outside, because you can't eat Maaser Sheni outside. There's a chumra if you're inside Yerushalayim, because you can't be paid the Maaser Sheni inside. Well, it doesn't make a difference whether the base is inside or the branches are outside or the other way around. We go l'chumra on both sides. If you have this kind of a tree that has the base on one side, the trunk on one side, and the branches on the other side, you go l'chumra on both ends. You can't eat it because you're part outside. You can't be paid it because you're part inside. With the case of Arei Miklat, as well as with Yerushalayim, when we say it goes after the branches, we don't mean it just goes after the branches. It means we go lechumra, whether the branches are inside or whether the branches are outside. Okay, chazing over our Mishnah, we have a fig tree that is standing in a courtyard. Its branches are out to a garden outside of the courtyard. You can eat from those te'enim that are growing of those branches outside of the courtyard, even two at one time, and you're patra and maestris. And the other way around, if you have a fig tree that's in the garden outside, and the branches go into the courtyard. So we're reading from those tainim inside the courtyard, it's only one by one. And if you put together two, you'd be chayiv in maestris. So basically what we're saying is, it doesn't make a difference where the tree is. Where is the person standing when he's eating the fruit? Where are the figs when they're being picked? If they're picked outside, he can eat a chilas aroi. Normally, if they're being picked inside, only one by one. In the next halacha, it does make a difference where the tree is, where the main part of the tree is. If you have a tree that's in Eretz Yisrael, the branches go outside of Eretz Yisrael or the other way around. Sakta Mishnah, Hakol Ha'lech Achare Iker. Everything goes by where the trunk of the tree is. If the tree's trunk is inside of Eretz Yisrael, all the fruit over here is considered Peiris Eretz Yisrael. And if the main part of the tree is outside of Eretz Yisrael, all the fruit that grows is called Peiris that grew in Chutz Laretz. Where the tree's nourishment, that's where it is. Then we discuss the halacha about a Bate Arei Chaima. Houses in a walled city. Walled city means there was a wall there from the times of Yeshua ben Nun, and it's not just houses, also karka or things that are connected to the karka. So it has a special halacha. You have up to 1 year where you can force the buyer to sell it back to you. So what do I do if I have a tree where the base of the tree is inside and the branches are outside or the other way around? It all goes after where the base of the tree is. What about Arei Miklat? Someone killed someone b'shagig. He's desperately trying to get to the tchum of the Arei Miklat before the Goyal Adam can kill him. And we have a tree where the base is in the Arei Miklat. The branches are out or the other way around. The Mishnah told us we're going to go with the branches l'chumra. In other words, the Goyal Adam will not be able to kill the person if he's by the base of the tree that's outside but it has branches inside, or if he's by the branches outside that has the base inside. Either way, the Ritzach would be protected. In a similar halach in regard to Yerushalayim, where we also say, I have a tree where the base of the tree is inside Yerushalayim, and the branches are outside, or the other way around. And my shayla is in regard to Maaser Sheni. Outside of Yerushalayim, I could redeem Maaser Sheni. Inside, I can't. Inside Yerushalayim, I can eat Maaser Sheni. Outside, I can't. So here too we say, if part of the tree is inside the city, and the branches are outside, or the other way around, the base of the tree is outside, and the branches are inside Yerushalayim, either way, we go l'chumra. Maaser Sheni cannot be eaten, not inside, not outside. What about redeeming it? Not inside, not outside. And it makes no difference which part of the tree is inside, which part of the tree is outside. If any part is either inside or outside, we have to go l'chumra on both sides.